What's up, guys? It's Jack Howell, safety for the Green and Gold. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, and I was desperately trying to find it. I tried to get a secret picture of Kevin Lytle on the job this morning so I could, you know, circle him for the fans of his and say, hey, another Kevin Lytle spotting. But Kevin, I'm so terrible with pictures. It's just a blur. Nobody would be able to see it. So I didn't get it. So I'm going to need to get one today when you're in studio. So be ready.
Some of us are just pretty quick, hard to capture on film, you know?
Dude, you were moving. You were moving when the members of the ROTC took off from Canvas Stadium and got rolling. There you are with your camera in hand, and I thought I could have swore you were the flash for about 5 seconds or so.
five seconds, about as long as my top speed lasts. So that checks out.
That was cool, though. I'd actually never been out there before. And it was neat. I mean, I was only out there to watch them leave Canvas Stadium, and Coach Norvell spoke to the members of the ROTC and all that. But where did you go? Did you track them down and try to see what their next step was?
Yeah, if there's a little background noise, it's because I'm standing at the Colorado-Wyoming state line. The run, or at least the CSU portion of the run, is about to end. Right here at the border, there will be the little ceremony with Jay Norvell and Craig Bohl, and the boot will be here. You know, Cam is here. The little pony that Wyoming has, whatever its name is here. I was able to track them down going up 287. So I think the ROTC is on their final leg right now, kind of finishing up the last mile or so. And then they'll hand it off to Wyoming, who will go finish the thing, as Jay Norvell says, with their, light, short little run.
That's been the thing CSU's pushing, too. They're like, we run further, we run further. Okay, Kevin, so let's pretend we have new listeners chiming in or listening in that have never really followed the boot run and all of that. Can you just kind of briefly walk us through what this is, how far they go, where they meet, what happens when they meet, and all of that?
Yeah, it's a really unique tradition in college football. So the ROTCs of the two schools kind of combine to do, it's called the boot run. So it starts at the stadium of whoever's the visitor in the football game. So it's at, the game is at Wyoming tomorrow. So start at Canvas Stadium, like you said, about 5:15, 5:30 this morning, CSU's ROTC met. And like you said, Joe Parker, Jay Norvell present them with the game ball, and they literally start the run. They go in generally groups of four, I believe it is. They have a support group behind them, police and everything, because they're running on the roads, obviously. Safety measure there. So, yeah, CSU's ROTC runs it from Canvas Stadium all the way up to the border here. I believe it's like 38, 39 miles, something like that. And going in this direction, that's pretty much all uphill. So it's quite a little jog there. And then, we have the ceremony at the border where the bronze boot will be here. Both coaches will make a little speech, and then Wyoming's ROTC will pick it up and take it the rest of the way into Laramie. And, that's kind of the starter for, Border War night.
Now, do they actually – is that the first football that they'll use? Is that the original game?
I was wondering that. I'm not 100% certain either way. Maybe I'll ask someone, see if I can find that out, because I actually do not know if that is – truly one. It certainly is one of the CSU game balls that is, it's a real one. It's not like a little Walmart football or anything like that. But will it be in use tomorrow? I should try and ask and find out.
Yeah, you let me know if you get that answer, and we can confirm on Rams Weekly later on.
Yeah, exactly. This is investigative journalism.
Yes, that's it at its finest. And I know if there's anybody that's going to be able to do it, it's Kevin Lytle. Kevin, as far as the actual game here, 2 weeks ago, I would have been shaken a little bit thinking of the Rams pulling this off. But after seeing Wyoming get smoked by Boise State last week, and I've seen some hints of CSU becoming a better football team, now I'm wondering, are we going to see something more like we saw last year? What was it, like 14-13 last year, Wyoming?
Yeah, I don't know. All week, I've kind of just felt that this is going to be a really close game. So now me saying that, you probably expect a blowout, but both teams have played a lot of close games this year. Wyoming, I think, certainly can be quite good, but we know their offense is, not supremely explosive. And like you say, CSU the record isn't great, but I think it's pretty clear to the eye test that this is a better team than, you know, certainly a year ago. So I don't know. I just have this feeling of a really good game Friday night. I sure hope so. I mean, that's what you want with these rivalries. But that's kind of what I feel. I truly feel this is going to be a fourth quarter game decided late on.
What needs to happen here? Let's look at the offensive side of the ball for Colorado State. What needs to happen for this Rams team to really just make everybody feel like this four air raid can take hold for a full game? I think that's what we're waiting for now. Last year, we didn't see it really at all. And then this year, we're seeing it. We're just not seeing it in large chunks throughout a football game.
Yeah, well, tomorrow it's going to have to be. You're going to need some of those young receivers. Torrey Horton is hurt. He's really beat up. They haven't said his status, if he'll play or not. I would guess he'll probably try and give it a go, but he's also not going to be 100%. So I think it definitely puts a lot of pressure on Justice Ross Simmons, Lewis Brown. Both in times have shown up, but like you said, the consistency, it hasn't been game to game. So I think there's a really big test for those guys to kind of put their foot down, put their stamp on this offense, and see if they can kind of carry some of what Torrey does. Now, that's not to say Torrey may not have an impact, because he's obviously an incredible player, and even hobbled, he's good. But you're probably going to need other guys. So to me, that's the biggest thing. Can, you know, Justice Ross, LB are probably the two main ones. Can they really step up?
Yeah, that'll be the big question for sure. And then just kind of this ongoing, not really saga, I think that makes it look like it's in a negative light, but the BFN, Braden Fowler Nicolosi, his growth right before our very eyes, watching him each and every week, just wondering what kind of quarterback we're going to get on Friday night.
Yeah, we're kind of riding the freshman roller coaster. You know, the first few games he was in, it was, you know, tons of yards, touchdowns, but also kind of mind-numbing interceptions and turnovers. The last few weeks, he's toned that down. He has one pick in the last three games, so he's obviously been more careful there. But he's also, the offense hasn't been as explosive either. So, yeah, again, it just goes back to consistency. You know, we kind of keep beating that one, but it's true. This offense in spurts has been really good, but not, you know, consistently. Again, defenses have something to do with that, and Wyoming has a very good one, so they're going to have a say. But yeah, you just want this team to, you know, start better offensively and not go through these lulls of a quarter, quarter and a half where they just do nothing. You know, it's okay sometimes, even if you don't score, if you get a first down or two and, you know, hold the ball a bit and then punt away. You know, that's better than a, you know, immediate three and out.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And stay tuned for Rams Weekly coming up at 5 here. Kevin and I will really dive in to all things border war. On the defensive side, Kevin, we've seen CSU's defense get absolutely torn apart by a solid rushing attack. But we've also seen them, like, against Air Force. I know Air Force scored 30 points, but there were a lot of weird things that happened. Turnovers on downs, snowball penalties, the fumbles that turned into points. So I honestly thought the defense in spurts did pretty good against Air Force, but they're going to need to stop the run. Harrison Whaley, who didn't have a good game last week against Boise State, coming off an injury, he is still somebody you got to be very careful with.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's number one. If you can slow down the run, get a lead, make Andrew Peasley beat you. Wyoming offense, or, you know, passing attack, has not shown an ability to be very consistent. They have made some big plays. You go back to that Texas Tech game early in the season, and Peasley made some great throws. But make him, you know, kind of be the guy that beats you. I think you could live with that, because that's, you know, the weaker side. You don't want, like you say, you don't want Whaley going for 200 yards and three touchdowns and line you up. So make Wyoming be a little bit one-dimensional is the key. And I agree with you. I thought CSU was pretty decent defensively against the run last week against Air Force. So I think that's a good sign that the D has made some improvements in the run game. You know, Boise State was running wild on them in the first half, and then CSU really shut down in the second half. So there are some good signs there.
Kevin, what's it like when the coaches actually meet out there? Because, you know, I had Jack on the other day, and every other word out of his mouth was, "I hate Wyoming." Like, and I get it. I mean, these guys really are buying into it, and that's what you want to see as a fan. But when the coaches meet, is it like a short handshake and that's it? Because they know they're supposed to hate each other, or are they actually pretty cool with each other?
Yeah, I think it depends on which coaches. You know, this is the fourth coach that Craig Bohl has met the border because CSU keeps churning through them. But him, Bohl and Norvell, I think they truly have a great respect for each other. Both longtime coaches. They've been in a lot of different places. I think there truly is high level of respect. You know, obviously coaches tend to say that about each other, but in this case, I think it really is true that, you know, they're, you know, older, kind of old school. Obviously Norvell's style is much different as far as how he plays, but kind of old school coaches from that, you know, a different era than younger coaches. So I think there really is big respect. Certainly, you know, they both want to beat each other. You can bet that Craig Bohl does not want this bronze boot crossing the state line 24 hours from now. But I think there is a very real respect between the two.
It's really interesting. Both teams, like as soon as they lost, you know, Wyoming gets smoked by Boise State and CSU ultimately loses to Air Force. It was, I mean, both teams, as soon as that game was over, it was almost like, yeah, we lost. That sucks. It's border war time. It's amazing. They always say, like, the 24-hour rule thing. That doesn't seem to apply when border war is next.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you move right on to that because, yeah, no, kind of no matter what happens, that's the focus. And, yeah, certainly for both teams come out a loss, that kind of makes it easy. Of like, okay, forget that one. On to the next one and the big rivalry game.
Kevin Lytle, my friend, safe travels back here to the studio. And I'm assuming you drove. You're not going to be running. So we'll expect you at some point this afternoon.
Yeah, if I were making that run back, we might have to postpone Rams Weekly for a month or two. Yeah.
Kevin, great work as always, man. Nobody better when it comes to Colorado State coverage. Appreciate you, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. So there you go. If you missed it, Smitty just texting in. Torrey Horton, banged up. He hasn't been ruled in or out at this point. Kevin imagines he'll suit up because he's that kind of guy. But how much of an impact will he make in Friday night's game? That is something to watch out for. Certainly, Justice Ross Simmons, Dallin Holker, tight end, they have guys that are capable of big-time games. But Torrey Horton is an NFL wide receiver. So not if he's not in and if he's hurt, all that stuff banged up, that could be a tough one for the Colorado State Rams. All right, 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Got the big story of the day coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. UNC wrestling head coach Troy Nickerson will join me. Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network. That's all coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.